Dallas, Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KPLX HD2, Fort Worth.
You there, brother?
Yeah, we're here.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's always trouble when the guest asks the host, you there? Are you still there?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh, my gosh.
Barb?
Are you okay?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
What would that smell like, Barb?
I don't know.
Bleach?
Oh, you know.
Uh-oh.
Talk on the air, Turley. Quit telling me minutia in my ear.
Maybe I'm just feeding down information.
Yeah, I say, well, what does Turley know? No, it was Teresa. Who cares?
On the TV Tim show, maybe that's how it works, or maybe on Big Dick show. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm just feeding down information that's told.
Shut up!
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Chess Breaks brings you the e-break, the first one of 2012. We'll give you the candidates. And I guess we'll let you vote on it. 214-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Dunham & Miller Morning Show. It's one Gordon Keith up for an early e-break this year. We're talking about, would you have the bravery to walk from one tall building to another if all you had was a balance beam? Or I think we were going to give you a wide an avenue, like a 10-foot 10-foot wide, some sort of bridge or something. And then Gordo tried to describe what the buildings would look like, and he used a very unfortunate reference.
10-foot wide with no rails. Is it a swinging bridge? Or is it?
But like you're walking from one World Trade Center tower to the other.
Let's see.
Yeah, bring up
no way.
A couple of other pair of buildings.
Unbelievable. You are unbelievable.
I meant the equivalent of that. The equivalent of that high up. Those certainly are no longer in existence.
Could have said 100 stories.
You're wronging me.
Now, in your defense, there was the daredevil who went...
Yes, who went between the two towers of the World Trade Center.
Wait a minute. His defense?
Yes, defense.
Yeah.
Because
you know that's not the angle he was taking.
It absolutely was. That was a very famous
incident. We're talking about daredevils.
The guy that walked between the two towers. See, you guys are doing this thing to where it's such an uncomfortable subject, we just want to pretend like the World Trade Center never happened. It was never built and they never fell. Let's just forget it all, sweep it under the rug. I vow to never forget.
See, you did there. You're doing the opposite of what we're doing, and you're doing the 9/11 comedy routine.
It's not a comedy routine.
And that offends us.
No, there was no punchline involved in that. I was participating in a discussion about daredeviling.
But you did stop everything down by acting like you could still do that between the two towers. So that is Gordo up for an e-break. Now, this happened while we were on vacation on Channel 8. They had Eddie Murphy's brother, Charles Murphy, or Charlie Murphy, on. And Rob McCallum and Paige Smith started hacking around, asking questions of Charlie Murphy.
They weren't hacking around.
Well, I don't know. You listen to this interview and you tell me if they're not hacking around. And he's not exactly a great guest. But there were several stop-down moments in this.
Well, when you were a kid and you were growing up around the holidays, was food a big deal? I mean, did you have the big table full of the turkeys and all that jazz?
Oh, we had all of that stuff.
Yeah?
You know, yeah. But, you know, my mother wasn't a great cook, so...
Uh-oh. Yikes.
It was there, but...
Did you sneak in
It wasn't like if you go to a place where everything is right, you know? But my mother would have... Half of it, right?
Okay.
The other half of it, it was pretty.
It was pretty. Yeah. All right. So she was into the appearance.
So instead of having to fight with the whole family on who got what, it was like fighting on who had to taste it and pretend to put on a good face.
Yikes.
Yeah, you know, I actually never had to fight with anybody because I like dark meat on a turkey and a chicken. So.
So you never had to fight for that
never
right
had
meat?
To, and that's to meat. I don't understand why everybody, the other one is not juicy. Man. Dark meat is the juicy meat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, we're learning cooking tips.
We are.
What about holidays now?
That is the worst. That's the worst interview since the Brenda Teal moment a few years ago.
Don't forget the part also where Charlie Murphy drops the Santa Claus bombshell, and both hosts start panicking. Oh, well, no, that's not true, kids. And
I'm not a Grinch. I'm just 52.
Yeah.
Apparently, he hates any reference to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's lived in his shadow. And,
right.
And boy, they were peppering him with those. So yeah. What did your brother think about this? Oh, yeah, there was that moment.
You worked with your brother on
the movie.
That,
to me, is the true emergency brake moment was when she had... Now, you just did it. You just finished a movie with your brother. Well, no, I haven't. I finished a movie with so-and-so. Well, what was that like working with your brother? It had nothing to do with it. I didn't work with my brother in that.
We should have had that production advice when we were doing this downline of... an hour ago or so.
If we ever have if we ever have him on, I'm going to begin the interview with. Joining us now is Charlie Murphy. He, of course, is Eddie Murphy's younger and much less famous brother. Now, what's it been like to live in his shadow?
I think he's also his older brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's his older brother. And Bad Radio had him on. Yeah. I wasn't aware of this, but after we played this, people started emailing me saying, you guys didn't hear Bad Radio's interview with him, and he was just as bad.
Speaking of Bad Radio... they were trying to do some radio this week, and their producer, Tom, decided to turn on his microphone and crack a joke. Problem is, no one got it.
Christmas I'm not time, opposed huh? to turning your car into an animal, such as the Dumb and Dumber dog van.
You're lucky.
Or the dangling scrotum you hang from your trailer hitch. What?
You haven't seen those?
Come on, dude.
For real?
Yeah.
You live in Texas.
I have not seen that. Is it? What does it indicate? Like a bull?
Oh, usually somebody in the state legislature. Somebody like that. That was a joke.
Yeah, it worked.
They're called truck nuts. What?
Tom, you got to know by now. The worst place to try out your political comedy.
No, I want Tom's joke explained, though. I know it somehow loses some of its jazz when you have to explain a joke.
I'm not explaining anything.
But that thing has no jazz whatsoever.
You
so
either
it
explain
lose.
It now or we're going to review
if
the
If you
tape.
Think somebody in the state legislature is indicated by having truck nuts hanging off their license plate, then you're a moron.
It's a little like Dances with Wolves, if you ask me.
This is more like Inception, actually.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's ridiculous. It's called ridiculous.
All right.
Man. Nothing like some good Tom humor, huh? I guess I get it, kind of.
Really?
I mean, I understand what he was trying to do. It just wasn't funny.
It's like if he said, if you see a truck with truck nuts hanging off the back of it, that's a member of the DSO, right?
Right.
Okay. Saying, like somebody who's refined.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense.
Wouldn't really have those, so it's...
But see, I could see Rick Perry actually having those on his pickup truck.
Well, he's not part of the state legislature.
Yeah, he's a politician.
And DSO would have been a better choice.
Yes, because it's more refined. State legislature seems kind of spare anyway. Yeah. So, I can see those guys having them.
All right, so those are your three candidates. The Great Gordo, Charlie Murphy, or Tom Gribble. 214-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, first of all, Musers, Happy New Year to y'all. Glad y'all are back. And before I do a respectful vote, Jeff, I got a question for you.
Just vote.
Okay. What's the difference between Pac-Man and Sam Hurd?
Huh.
Pac-Man can make it rain. Sam Hurd can make it snow. And I vote for Gordo.
Okay.
Gosh.
Why don't you tell that one to Tom, and maybe he'll retell it on Bad Radio today.
I'd rather hear the truck nuts joke again than that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, I'd like to vote for the Charlie Murphy Yikes interview, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
All right then, girl. Good to hear you're back around in 2012.
Are we going
to
launch the investigation soon?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Shout out to Mark Potter, and the answer is Dances with Wolves.
Is that Gribble?
That's a Gribbs vote.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because he had a horrible Dances with Wolves joke. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Can we get rid of Soul Patch, please?
Something Soul Patch?
Hmm.
We're fighting through a bad return here, so we're hardly hearing what the P1s are saying.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I'd like to vote for my older and much less attractive brother, Charlie Murphy.
All right. Okay. Easy there.
That's the worst Eddie Murphy impersonation I've ever heard.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, dog meat, man. Dog meat. It's the juiciest.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Randy Delgado's explosive diarrhea.
Wow. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hi, this is Billy Gilman. Hi, Junior.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Georgie's Backside Barbecue.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
We got five winners, Daryl and Carlo.
Daryl and
Carlo. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Nelson Cruz, please.
Dang okay. it. That was last October.
Well, let's get rid of
that. Something we need to get rid of there.
Something my mom's and describe the amount of hair and then the area.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, I'd like to vote responsibly for Gordon, but first, Paul in...
Wait.
It's not voting responsibly. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for Food Van's Bell Bond.
What'd he say?
I didn't hear a flipping thing.
God, this is... Let's try a few more. Static we're hearing.
Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Oh.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Mike Ducey's prosthetic penis.
Oh, so true.
Not this week. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Oh,
dang. I don't know about that either.
Dang.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
You guys know how to post videos to Facebook?
What'd he say? Some Facebook? Know.
Let's just give it to Charlie Murphy. How about that?
All right.
Let's just do it to Charlie Murphy. All right, and since we're short on time, we'll replay that at another time here on The Ticket. I do believe that's Charlie Murphy's first win.
Yikes, it is.
Okay. Who does he tie?
Himself.
All right, it's 8:13 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Up
ties
next,
himself.
Fernando's along the same lines of Tom cracking jokes on the air. Are we going to take a tour of the Dallas Convention Center and
yeah, let's take
see
a
what we can run
mic.
Into? All right, the wireless fun is